2020, it was just me and Jason up here with no one of you in this wonderful pews, so I got to preach to nothing. I much more prefer this. So, I got a quick story to tell you, and I recognize we have kids, so I'm going to make this long. But there was a time when I was sitting in a room with these two young fellows, and these two young guys were talking about how much they loved being at their child's birth. That this was one of these moments where they had tears in their eyes, and it was a miracle, they kept saying. Well, there was an old guy there. And as I sat there, they talked about it again and again and again. And this old guy said, oh, my heart breaks. In my day, we couldn't go. Well, the young man left, and I looked at the young man and the old man, and I said, they are full of it. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen. He said, why? What happened? So I told him right away. I said, the first time I walk in, a guy's wearing waders. That's the doctor. I didn't know if he was going fly fishing. Then I walk up, and my wife is in such pain, she's now saying things about me that I didn't even know were about me. Then they say, oh, go and hold her hand. I tried to hold her hand. It almost fell off. And then they said, oh, come take a look at this. This is wondrous. So I poked my nose around. That wasn't wondrous. That was crazy. And they said, oh, here comes the baby. And I told them, you think that the baby just comes out, right? Nope. Comes halfway. And then they got to start adjusting it. Have you ever seen Winnie the Pooh and the Honey Tree? Or Aliens? And they don't look like those cute little cherub babies, my friends. They look scary. And then one of the doctors said on another child, we can't get it out. Let's bring the vacuum. Anybody ever seen a baby that's had their head vacuumed? Coneheads. Another one, use salad dressing prongs or something like that. And I got to tell you, when they're warning you to stay out of the splash zone, that ought to let you know this is not wonderful. In fact, twice I had the doctor look over at me and say, please don't pass out. I don't want to have to pick you up. And then you think they're done because the baby comes out? I said to him, no. Then they want you to cut things. And I'm like, what do you get paid for? And then they offer to take part of it that's not even your baby home. And I said, why? Plant it under a tree. This is all true. The man's face dropped. And I said, that was my face when I was there the whole time. I got to tell you, I appreciate you people who love to the miracle of birth. And by the way, I love my children. I just loved them a lot more a few days later. Because they don't look like aliens anymore. They don't have that yellow packaging on them. They clean that off. You know what I'm talking about. But you know what it did? I'll tell you what it did for me. Being there, though I hated every minute of it, and I did, I'd much rather be like you old guys where you're sitting with your cigar out in the visitor's room. That would have been my ideal. But I'll tell you what I got out of it. Two of my kids were born within a week of Christmas. And you know what? After seeing that, it hit me that this is the most incredible verse in the Bible. Are you ready for this? She'll bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which is God with us. And here's why that verse became the most incredible verse. Because if you've been to a birth and you saw how earthy, how painful, how much things can go wrong. And God chose this. God chose, and I want you to hear this, this is the most incredible statement ever, to come in the womb of a woman and go through the birth canal. And there was no doctors and waiters, there was hubby there to help. And it wasn't in a pristine hospital room, it was in a cow shed. Think about that. That's one of those truths that's either completely true or completely false. There's no in between. And if, my friends, he did that, what else will he do? You know, I don't think most of us really think about what Christmas is about. At least Christians. We like the lights and the stuff. We like putting little Jesus and the little nativity. But this was real. I don't think until we get and think about how crazy it is, we really get Christmas. Frederick Buchner said, "The incarnation is a kind of vast joke, where the creator of the ends of the earth comes amongst us in diapers, until we too have taken the idea of God-man seriously enough to be scandalized by it. We have not taken it as seriously as it demands to be taken." That's what Christmas is about. That God would do something that you probably wouldn't do for people that hate you. And that's who he did it for. You know, we all love the truth of this, but I want you to understand, he became fully human. Do you know why? Because Jesus Christ is the greatest humanist that ever lived. He loves humanity more than anyone has. He not only created them, but he became one to save them. Jesus Christ became incarnate for one purpose. To make a way back to God that man might stand before him as he was created to do, the friend and lover of God himself. He chose the lowliest among the lowly. And he had people that came to see him that were absolute nobodies in the first century. We sing about shepherds and wise men. These were unclean people, these shepherds, and these were foreign pagan magi. And they're the first ones to show up. And who becomes the first evangelists? Women. In that culture, women weren't even allowed to have an opinion. Right from the beginning, he came. And he did it in such a way that he doesn't leave us with any options. We either go, that's the kind of God we want, or we say, no thanks. But there's no options with Jesus. That's either God or it's not. There is no other way. He either was born like we are, or he didn't exist. I tell you the truth. This happened. This is more historical than anything else you'll see in antiquity. And it's an incredible thing. But the best part about this whole thing, about this whole scene that we're doing tonight, once we understand it, is this also was a declaration of war. People don't often think of Christmas like that. Christmas is love and kindness and tenderness. This was a time where God said, enough. Enough with your evil. Enough with your hatred and abuse and violence. I'm going to come. And I'm going to bring my judgment. How am I going to do it? By becoming one of you and showing you what it means to be human. And by coming that, he came. And you know what he did? All the evil we see in the world, he beat it that morning. Our culture has downgraded the Christmas stories into sweet little songs and primary school nativity plays. But the birth of a baby who will inherit the throne of the ancestor David announces the start of a revolution. Anyone claiming David's kingdom is throwing down a challenge to the rulers of the world, whether in the first century or the 21st. Jesus came and he was born and he came around and he said, "Come on to me, all of you." But he did say one thing also. Evil's done. And if you're going to follow me, no more. And by the end, you know what? He's going to fulfill his promises. Because one day, just as Jesus came into this world and no one expected it, he is going to return. And he is going to complete his mission. Right now, you know what it says why he waits? Because he wants you and me to follow. And he's patient. This is an incredible story, isn't it? A baby born just like you've seen. And it was God. That should change the way we look at each other, humanity, and this world. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are so good. You have done more than we could ever imagine. You have come and you have overcome evil, not through a sword, but through a manger. Not through a shield, but through a cross. You truly are King Emmanuel, God with us. Open our eyes and our ears so that we can truly believe this year and not be afraid of the politics or the violence of this age, knowing that you've already won. Amen.